I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. The Neville Brothers are famed for their fiery soul and funk, blues and ballads, Caribbean and Crescent City rhythms. They are Art, Aaron, Charles, and Cyril Neville. Art Neville passed away at 82 on July 22, 2019. Art Neville lived in the family home on Vallon Street until his recent passing.
When I was born, I mean, right there, living in the 1000 block, my mother and my father and my grandmother were in the same house. And the house next to that was my great aunt. My Uncle Jolly lived on one side for a long time. And it was a family thing, man. Like, you know, everybody looked out for the rest of the family, you know. My mother and my Uncle Jolly, the one who was the chief of the Wild Chapatulas, they had a dance team together when they were kids. Lindy Hop and all the hip dancing, flipping over the back through the legs, round the waist and all this stuff.
Art Neville was born in 1937 and as the oldest was first to become a professional musician, including a band called the Hawkettes, who had a local hit with Art singing Mardi Gras Mambo in 1954.
Down in New Orleans where the blues was born, it takes a cool cat to blow a horn. On LaSalle and Rampart Street, the combos play with the mambo beat. The Mardi Gras Mambo, Mambo, Mambo. Mardi Gras Mambo, Mambo, Mambo. Mardi Gras Mambo.
Hawkettes, I was in school, in high school. I don't know how they found out where I lived, but they needed a piano player. And they came up to the house and asked my mother and father, could I go? And I asked them, let me play with them, please, you know, and they let me go. So that was history.
Mare curifayo.
In the mid-1970s, the Mardi Gras Indian tradition of the Wild Chapatulas, led by a man they called Uncle Jolly, George Landry, would finally unite the Neville brothers as a family band, Art Neville.
We did the Wild Chapatulas with my uncle, my mother's youngest brother, the Meters, and the Neville brothers.
We are Indian.
It's telling a story. It's telling a story about the beginning of the Mardi Gras Indians. That was like a tribute to the real American Indians. Go back all the way into slavery time. I don't remember that, but I do remember. I didn't see the slaves like working in the fields and stuff like that, but I still was under some sort of, you know, oppression. Didn't know what it was then.
It was the old ritual traditions of the Indians that would bring together the brothers on record for the first time. The Meters included Art and Cyril Neville, and they helped set the foundation with an emblematic song, Fayo on the Bayou. It was a tune that became the title of the Neville brothers' first record. Here are Aaron and Charles Neville on the pleasures and powers of a family band.
So the Neville brothers actually started in 77. And we've been together ever since. When we're on stage, I can look at my brothers, I can see people in my family that ain't here no more, you know. And it's like they're part of me. I can see me in them, you know, and they do the same.
With us as brothers, yeah, when we perform now, you know, on stage, it's like the energy, the spiritual energy and the emotional energy as well as the musical energy is flowing through us on stage. And then from us, it goes out into the audience, flows through the people, and it comes back to us. And, you know, that's like just the greatest feeling. You know, I played with other bands where the music was great and the feeling was great, but nothing like playing with the family.
Brother Charles Neville passed in April 2018. Brothers Aaron and Cyril and the Neville families carry on, and we wish them well, including Art's wife, Lorraine. For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 5 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.